This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by ProPax with NT-Factor, a complete vitamin and mineral formula. NT-Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT-Factor repairs damaged cells, restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT-Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT-Factor for years, and now the 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158, that's 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com, that's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. We're back with health stories that can make a difference in your life, hopefully in an entertaining format. 877-726-8255 is our number. And I've been searching high and low for the stories that will make a difference for you. And we'll be sharing those with you today. We'll talk about new research in the prestigious Journal of the American Medical Association that's finally recognizing that sugar may be a prime culprit in Alzheimer's disease. We'll also talk about a popular disinfectant that turns out to have a kind of nasty side effect. 877-726-8255. And the big story, and this actually was front and center at a big integrative medicine conference that I was attending this weekend. It has to do with our fight to salvage the health of Americans and indeed people worldwide, because we're under assault. We're under assault from the food industry, from the chemical industry, a lot of harmful products out there, and there's a real profit motive behind selling us tasty morsels that ultimately aren't good for us. And, you know, lots of delectable treats, sweetened soda. And I'm a New Yorker, and I recall the time when our former mayor, Bloomberg, proposed not a ban on soda. It was really quite a kind of a modest piece of legislation, which proposed that the size of sodas be limited. And this created a big outcry across America. And I will tell you that I actually kind of took umbrage at that. I'm kind of a libertarian at heart. And I said, governmental regulation is not the way to go. We need to educate the populace to make them more aware of the hazards associated with these bad foods and sugar-laden drinks, and that's the way to go. Because, you know, you get government involved, and, you know, Americans don't take well to regulation, as is evinced by all that backlash against Bloomberg. They make fun of him for the, what they call a soda ban. It wasn't even a soda ban. It was just, you know, you can't order big sodas. If you want, you know, order six or seven sodas, you know, knock yourself out. But at least the size of the sodas would have been limited. And the idea behind that is that New York taxpayers were paying a lot of money to treat conditions related to obesity, childhood diabetes, and adult cardiovascular disease. Many of these conditions are preventable if only we followed a healthy diet. So fast forward to 2020. And at this conference, they talked about some of the hopeful measures across the world that attempt to stem the tide of obesity and diet-related disease. Really, it turns out that about 70% of the diseases that cost our economies a lot of money and are threatening to tank our healthcare systems are preventable diseases. I mean, start with smoking, But then there's alcohol, and then, of course, there's bad diet, which accounts for a lot of problems. You know, chronic liver disease, the number one cause of liver disease. Not alcohol, but bad diet. So this big article in the New York Times headlined, "Sugary Drink Consumption Plunges in Chile After a New Food Law." And this is kind of an interesting milestone because a lot of people are saying it won't help. You know, all these things are just there to gin up more taxes, more revenue for the government, and people won't change. And, you know, it's like prohibition. You know, it did really stop people from drinking. People sought out alcohol no matter what. You know, if we ban sodas, they're going to open up, you know, Coca-Cola speakeasies, you know, where you knock three times and, you know, they slide open the little window and then you say the secret password and they let you into a emporium where you can pour, you know, 16-ounce soda drinks. But it turns out that this initiative in Chile has actually made a difference in terms of consumption of bad quality food and soda. And, you know, why did they do this in Chile? Well, the rules were adopted in 2016 in response to some of the world's highest obesity rates. Three-quarters of Chilean adults and more than half of children are overweight or obese. And health officials warned that the medical costs of obesity could consume 4% of the nation's healthcare spending by 2030, which I think is probably less than what healthcare expenditures are in the United States, but they thought this was a crisis. And among the things that they did is kind of ingenious. You know, you go to countries across the world and you try to buy cigarettes and they have these gruesome pictures on the cigarette packages of people with mouth cancer, you know, they're ulcerating lesions on their tongues and funky looking teeth and horrible black lungs, you know, that are shown after, you know, an autopsy. I mean, literally on the cigarette package, warning people, these will kill you. You know, outright warnings. Here are the, you know, the very couple of small pica, lines that people ignore on cigarette packages. There, you know, it's amazing. It's up front. Well, they did this something similar with food. They have like a red light, green light, yellow light signal on food packages in Chile. And, the foods that are highest in sodium, and processed ingredients, and especially sugar, are labeled with a red light. So they're not going to stop you from buying it. You can buy it, but you're, you know, at your own risk. And what they found, something kind of interesting, is that the children become the enforcers on this. In focus groups, parents have described being reprimanded at the supermarket checkout line by their kids if they reach for products emblazoned with the red light designation. One of the nutritionists from Chile, who's quoted in this article, says, quote, "Children are learning at an early age what types of foods they should eat and which ones they should avoid." I mean, part of the problem, too, is, you know, who decides? Who decides what's healthy? I mean, what if they decide, like, meat is bad for you? You know, saturated fat is bad for you, as so often was the dogma in conventional nutrition. So they're going to, like, put, like, a red light on a sirloin steak, because why? It's got fat and cholesterol, and it's bad for the environment. You know, that the decision makers have flubbed it big time in telling us what to eat in the past. And, you know, government initiatives to change our diets have been conspicuous failures in this country. But anyway, nonetheless, what they found is that, and by the way, there's also a tax on sugary beverages. It went from 13% to 18% in 2014 in Chile. And the net result is there's a real drop in the consumption of these bad foods. What they found is that consumption of sugar-sweetened drinks dropped nearly 25% in the 18 months after Chile adopted a raft of regulations that include advertising restrictions on unhealthy foods. By the way, part of this is not to advertise unhealthy foods during children's programs. That is, I mean, that should have happened a long time ago here. And what they say here is that it's a very promising sign for a set of policies that mutually reinforce one another. This is the way we need the world to go to begin to really combat preventable diseases like obesity, hypertension, and diabetes. And, you know, and I got to say that as much as I hate government interference, I want the government telling me what to do in so many realms of my life. And the government, you know, makes it hard in business and so many regulations. It's a mess. And I'm a New Yorker, and it's a very regulatory state. It's hard to get anything done. The business climate really is terrible here. But nonetheless, I'm for it. I'm for it. You know, I think we need initiatives like this because, you know, otherwise we're just going to run out of money, and Americans are going to run out of mojo, our very national vitality, national security is threatened by this. We can't even find enough healthy army recruits that can pass basic physical exams who aren't huffing and puffing and obese and suffering from high blood pressure at a very young age. And this is going to make us vulnerable to other aggressive competitors in other parts of the world who have a more Spartan lifestyle. And it's something we need to tackle here and now. 877-726-8255 is our number. We invite your phone calls. We're here to answer questions. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients, Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, three stand out which help support gastric health and offer digestive support, GI Guard AM, GI Guard PM, and Peppermint Oil GI. Numerous clinical studies have demonstrated that these products can help to support GI health and promote gastric comfort. They help maintain the integrity of the stomach lining and its proper immune responses to the typically harsh gastric environment. Their ingredients are backed by solid scientific data. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and our number, should you choose to check in with us this hour, 877-726-8255, as Lisa is about to do. How you doing, Lisa?
I'm doing okay. Thank you. My question today is, I had a blood work done last month, and most of it looked like it was okay, and even my cholesterol got better, which wasn't really bad, but it got lower than I was even imagine it would go, but my blood sugar was 6.2, and my CRP was 3.1. Mm-hmm. So those seem to be, you know, kind of high.
Yeah.
So I was.
So just let me pause for a second and, you know, tell our listening audience what that is. Was hang in. The what you're referring to is your hemoglobin A1C, which is a measure of your average blood sugar over the last 3-4 months. And it doesn't correspond to blood sugars, you know, which range anywhere from, you know, 65 to, you know, 100 normally. But it's the range of normal is Anything 5.6 or lower is considered normal. 5.7 to 6.2 is borderline, and more than 6.4, you pretty definitely have diabetes, or you know, non-insulin type diabetes. And so, so you have a little borderline there. And then the C-reactive protein, that's a measure of inflammation, and you know, that should be less than 2, and yours is 3, and you know, suggests there's some cardiovascular risk. Yep.
Okay, so I've been taking for quite a while these cinnamon supplements, thinking that maybe that would help me, but it hasn't. So I went to my doctor, my functional doctor, and she's going to prescribe to me, try to take berberine.
Well, berberine is good. Berberine is right up there among the things that can help your blood sugar. But okay. If you don't mind my asking, how old are you?
71.
71. Okay. So blood sugar sometimes detunes a little bit as people get older. That's not, you know, doesn't make it okay, but it makes it a little harder to maintain blood sugar. What's your height and weight, please?
I'm 5 foot, and I weigh about 151.
Okay. So for that height, you have a little additional weight to shed, which is good news, actually, because if you lose, you know, 10, 15 pounds, it's very likely your blood sugar will normalize. So what do you typically have for breakfast?
Well, I was eating like oatmeal with fruit, like strawberries.
That's a real mistake. That's a huge mistake right there.
Really?
You think that's healthy?
Okay. Well,
they tell you it's healthy. Well, it's low cholesterol. You're like fixated on your cholesterol, so you don't want to have any kind of like eggs or, you know, bacon or, you know, sausage or any kind of thing like that. But when you have that kind of breakfast, number one, it sets you up for carb craving later. You know, it ignites your carbohydrate appetite. You know, number two, it's a big dollop of carbohydrates. It's, yeah, the oatmeal's got a lot of fiber. Okay, that's good. You know, maybe it's, you know, not instant oatmeal. It's whole oats. That's a good thing. You know, it's just a big load of starch, and then you put some fruit on top. There's more sugar, and that'll affect your blood sugar. And it'll also keep you from losing weight. So you want to lose weight, go on a very low-carb diet. You know, mostly eat a different kind of breakfast throughout the day, limit your carbs, drop the weight. You know, so being an integrative physician is there's more to it than just giving people supplements. You know, supplements, yeah, okay, fine. You know, we tend to adopt sort of a medicinal model, you know, like conventional medicine when it comes to diabetes. Like, oh yeah, you don't want to take diabetes medications. Here, take this, take berberine, take cinnamon. Okay, well, those have some efficacy at controlling blood sugar, but the fundamental aspect of it is the right kind of diet and exercise. What are you doing exercise-wise? You doing a lot of walking? You going to the gym? Any of that?
No, it's kind of hit and miss.
No excuse that you're 71. You got to be out there pounding the pavement. Get out there and maybe even do some strength training. Good for your bones. And that way, you will normalize your blood sugar. You don't have far to go. You want to get down to like, you know, 5.8, 5.7, 5.6. That can happen with the right kind of diet. And yeah, berberine's fine. Chromium's fine. Vanadium's fine. Cinnamon too. But you really want to work on diet. That's where you're missing out. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number. Call us. This is Intelligent Medicine.
This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, three stand out which help support gastric health and offer digestive support, GI Guard AM, GI Guard PM, and peppermint oil, GI. Numerous clinical studies have demonstrated that these products can help to support GI health and promote gastric comfort. They help maintain the integrity of the stomach lining and its proper immune responses to the typically harsh gastric environment. Their ingredients are backed by solid scientific data. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today and learn more about the CBD evolution at PlusCBDOil.com. That's PlusCBDOil.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. And recently, and this is no big surprise, a couple of new Alzheimer's drugs crashed and burned. In clinical trials, they did not meet the threshold of efficacy, and they were withdrawn from application to the marketplace. They're just, it's just not going to fly with some of these medications that basically are designed to dissolve the gunk that accumulates in the brains of people with Alzheimer's disease. The target is beta amyloid, and they tend to develop Drano-like drugs that dissolve beta amyloid, and it doesn't work because, and I've been saying this for a long time, Alzheimer's disease is a metabolic disorder. It has to do with the effects of elevated blood sugar on the brain. And, you know, that previous caller, she said her hemoglobin A1C is 6.2, and they don't consider that, you know, an emergency in a 71-year-old. A lot of people are allowed to have levels like that, and doctors may say, oh, you know, eventually we can give you a medication for that. But we really need to focus on blood sugar as a causation of Alzheimer's. And this was highlighted in the Journal of the American Medical Association in an article entitled, and very encouraging to see this in a mainstream medical journal, in Alzheimer's research, glucose metabolism moves to center stage. And the article points to accumulating research suggesting that glucose hypometabolism in the brain, what that means is that there's sugar everywhere, and it rises to high levels in the bloodstream, but doesn't get to where it needs to do its job in the heart, which is a rapidly metabolizing organ, and in the brain, which uses up virtually one-third of the energy that the body needs. Brain is a very hungry organ, and when bombarded with high levels of blood sugar, you develop insulin resistance in your skeletal muscle, but also in your brain. And that's one of the theories on how Alzheimer's disease originates. It may be a form of diabetes of the brain. So the study in JAMA highlights research that suggests patients with diabetes have an elevated risk of developing Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia that we've known for a long time. The gene that makes people more susceptible to Alzheimer's disease, ApoE, seems to render people even more susceptible to the deleterious effects of chronically high blood sugar. So ketogenic diets seem to be part of the answer. They've shown efficacy in Alzheimer's disease and in dementia. They certainly have worked in childhood epilepsy, which is a neurological disorder. And they may hold promise for Parkinson's disease as well. So it's just ultra important that we optimize blood sugar. And by the way, I'm echoing the sentiments of Dr. David Perlmutter, who I spent some time with this weekend. Great guy. Visionary neurologist who posits that in his book Grain Brain that gluten, but also excess carbohydrates, put us on a path towards neurodegeneration. And he outlines it beautifully in language that's easily understandable in Grain Brain. it finally, in this kind of a lag time, you know, where these visionary people talk about stuff, and then 5 or 10 years later, yeah, Journal of the American Medical Association acknowledges it, and they have in a recent article. 877-726-8255. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. They have products for diabetes, which are excellent, but here's a couple of products that you might want to know about if you suffer from gastrointestinal problems like GERD, reflux, irritable bowel syndrome. Three stand out, which help to support gastric health and offer digestive support. GI Guard AM, GI Guard PM, and Peppermint Oil GI. Numerous clinical studies have demonstrated these products can help to support GI health and promote gastric comfort. They help maintain the integrity of the stomach lining and its proper immune responses to the typically harsh gastric environment. The ingredients are backed by solid scientific data. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. And listen to the great podcast that I did on this subject with Neil Levin, who is an expert on a wide variety of things, but in particular GI health, and talks about the benefits of enteric-coated peppermint oil and zinc carnosine, which is a great ingredient for dealing with gastrointestinal complaints. All right. This item has to do with triclosan. It's an antibacterial agent that's been around for decades, and you know, a lot of people want to sanitize their hands and their underarms, and it's in a lot of consumer products, you know, shampoos that are antibacterial, and even toothpastes. But there's some problems. Triclosan has fostered the development of resistant bacteria, and it's a hormone disruptor. It's been linked to abnormal thyroid function. And here's the new finding on this. Reduced bone mineral density. So those of you, and they're withdrawing triclosan from the market, but for years people were using triclosan. One study found that more than 75% of the public has detectable amounts of triclosan in their urine. And it turns out that those with the highest levels of triclosan in the urine have the lowest measures of bone density. So that ain't good. Check your toothpaste when you next brush. If you see triclosan listed among the ingredients, you certainly would want to switch to a brand without it, because while you're in an effort to sanitize your mouth and fight germs, you may be undermining your bone health and setting the stage for osteoporosis. That's not good. And this study looks at the proposition, should you have a big hearty breakfast? A lot of people swear by hearty breakfasts. And one of the most fun times in my life was when, you know, I was one of these kids who went backpacking when I was a teenager. It took a year off of college after freshman year. And among the things I did, I had a lot of different odd jobs in Europe, traveled around, hitchhiked, and then ended up on a kibbutz in Israel. And the way that worked is you would wake up and you'd have, you know, tea, because that's the national drink of Israel, tea. And then you go out and work in the fields, hard work, physical work. You know, I was in the banana patch, and those bales of bananas, they call them hands of bananas, very heavy, 40, 50 pounds, you know, schlepping those back and forth through a tractor after cutting them from the tree. And you work up a big hunger, and then we have this big chow down, big, big breakfast. And, you know, then, you know, by the time it was midday, it was too hot to work, so you go back, you'd have a little lunch, and then you'd have a light dinner. That was sort of agrarian-style eating, which is the traditional way that people used to eat in America. Big, big breakfast, you know, eggs and ham and, you know, and bread, potatoes. But is a big breakfast actually good for you? It turns out yes, because the body uses more than twice as much energy to digest breakfast than dinner. There's something called diet-induced thermogenesis, which means fat burning. It's more revved up in the morning than it is in the evening. So if you, like a lot of Americans, you rush out, you know, you have like, whatever, you know, it's like a protein bar for breakfast and you rush out and then, you know, you don't have much time for lunch at your desk at work. There's long lines at the places that sell food, you know, whatever. And then you come home and then you chow down because, you know, long day, you're tired, you relax, turn on the TV, kick back, eat a lot of food. That's food is going to stick to your ribs, so to speak, and stick to your abdomen and foster weight gain and eventually higher risk of metabolic disease. So the suggestion is that, you know, if you're going to distribute your calories, have them earlier in the day. Try some intermittent fasting, because if you wake up and you feel kind of nauseous, you don't really feel like a big breakfast, have something light, but then around 11 o'clock, have yourself a big breakfast, and that'll set the tone for the day. And oh, by the way, you have the study shows that study participants who ate a low-calorie breakfast reported increased feelings of hunger and specifically cravings for sweets later in the day, compared with participants who ate a high-calorie breakfast that sticks to your ribs, right? Forestalls hunger and carb cravings later on. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Do you suffer with chronic pain? Are you taking risky over-the-counter or prescription anti-inflammatory drugs? This is Dr. Ronald Hoppe with a better natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, Liquid Turmeric Liposome Complex. Future Farm's liquid turmeric with liposomes and nanotechnology delivers maximum absorption for effective pain relief. Sourced and manufactured in the United States, this product contains 1,600 milligrams of curcumin and powerful antioxidant properties. This plant-based curcumin is used to possibly reduce inflammation, block proteins that trigger swelling, and intercept inflammatory pathways, significantly decreasing inflammatory responses. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman. Don't live with pain when there's an all-natural, science-based remedy that works. Take advantage of Future Farm's buy two, get one free offer at MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman.
Decades ago, Dr. O'Hara developed a formula for optimal human health, a blend of superfoods and live bacteria, naturally fermented for 3 years, encapsulated to deliver prebiotics, probiotics, and most importantly, postbiotics to your digestive system, aiding digestion, increasing absorption of essential nutrients, supporting the immune system, and unleashing the healthier, happier you. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, 100% vegetarian, non-GMO, free of artificial additives, chemicals, preservatives, or colorings, dairy and gluten-free. Dr. O'Hara himself proclaimed in 1974, each capsule of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is filled with our passion and hope for bringing health and long life to all 7 billion people on Earth. And today, his legacy lives on, making Dr. O'Hara's probiotics a world leader in superior probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and we're answering your questions. 877-726-8255. Jot that number down, because even after the program's over, maybe you forgot to call or didn't have time, you can call and record a question. As did this listener. Let's hear from her.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. My name is Maddie. I'm a 72-year-old, and I was just diagnosed with some sort of irregularity where I had a Holter monitor where it says that my heart rate will speed up for 3 seconds and then go back to normal rhythm. I was told to go back. I guess it's not an emergency. I'm not going for another week. And the person who I spoke to on the phone said the doctor will do an echocardiogram and put me on a medication for this. I do take 3 magnesium taurates in the morning and 3 in the evening. If I am put on something like a beta blocker for this condition, is it all right to continue taking my magnesium taurate, which also is a great relaxant? Thank you, and I appreciate your answer.
Okay. Well, Batty, you know, there's a lot in that call. You know, what they're describing, you know, first of all, a Holter monitor means you wear a device that continuously monitors your heart rate, and it's useful for people who have palpitations or, you know, something happens in the doctor's office and they want to see if it's just a fluke or if it's happening all the time. And it's sometimes done after people have a stroke. You know, it's like, why do they have a stroke? Well, maybe they have atrial fibrillation, but, you know, it comes and goes, and during the time you were hospitalized for the stroke, it wasn't there, but maybe at other times it pops up, and during those times you can flip a blood clot and, you know, have a stroke. So the Holter monitor is a useful way of determining what's happening, you know, when you're not in the doctor's office. So what they found was that it speeds up and slows down. That does not constitute atrial fibrillation. It may be something like PAT, paroxysmal atrial tachycardia, which is shy of atrial fibrillation. Generally, you don't need a blood thinner for that. It's not particularly dangerous, but it can be disconcerting. And so, as you predicted, the treatment for that is to take a beta blocker. Beta blockers slow the heart rate. They sort of blunt the effects of adrenaline on the heart. And can regularize the heart rate. And magnesium is a particularly good agent for helping with arrhythmias. You know, while I was listening to your question, I just pulled up a bunch of articles on magnesium for cardiac arrhythmias. And there are many of them. You know, here's one, you know, magnesium as an antiarrhythmic therapy principle in supraventricular tachycardia. Intravenous magnesium for cardiovascular, for cardiac arrhythmias, jack of all trades, this article is called. That's from 2008, fairly recently. The value of magnesium in intensive care medicine, et cetera, et cetera. This one's from a German study. Magnesium is of great importance in cardiac arrhythmias. Recent publications have documented that perioperative use of magnesium can reduce the incidence of arrhythmic events on the atrial and ventricular level. Oral magnesium has been used for many years in patients with symptomatic extrasystoles. That would be skip beats, premature contractions of your heart. And they say that studies have shown that the incidence of extrasystoles as well as patient symptoms are reduced during oral magnesium therapy. So, you know, it worked up to a certain point for you. And, you know, one could increase your dose of magnesium taurate. You know, magnesium taurate is not a particularly high magnesium supplement. A lot of the molecular weight of magnesium taurate is taken up by taurine, which is a heavy molecule and has an antiarrhythmic effect. But, you know, what I sometimes find is patients with arrhythmias need to take 6 or 8 taurines a day. Now, you're close to that. You're taking 6. You could go up a little higher. Magnesium has a tendency to cause diarrhea. You got to be careful with that when you're taking magnesium. If you have bad kidney function, which doesn't sound like you do, you have to be careful with magnesium. Most people tolerate fairly high doses of magnesium taurate. You can see if a little more helps. But bottom line, it is compatible with a beta blocker, and you may get a synergistic effect where you need less beta blocker, you know, just a little touch of a beta blocker to slow your heart rate. This item, very interesting item, and they've done studies on people with back pain or without back pain, they've done MRIs, and they've shown that a lot of people who are asymptomatic, they feel fine, they have terrible-looking back MRIs, which kind of brings into question whether we should be doing a lot of MRIs because you're going to find something. Well, they did this on people when it comes to knee problems, and they looked at 230 knees of asymptomatic adults. And what they found was quite interesting. They found a very high percentage, the majority of adults not complaining of knee problems. They were fine. They had abnormal knees. Cartilage and bone marrow abnormalities were prevalent. 57% of the knees had abnormalities. And you know what this suggests is that, you know, you got a knee problem, you go get an MRI, and they say, oh, something's wrong here. They fix your knee with arthroscopic surgery, which often doesn't work. So the authors caution that MRI findings are a poor guide to the potential benefits of knee surgery, because virtually everyone's got an abnormal MRI past a certain age. All right. Thanks very much for joining us. And make sure you take advantage of some of the additional resources that will help you become a better and more informed listener to Intelligent Medicine. We've got podcasts. You can download them at drhoffman.com or for your usual source of podcasts. We've got a newsletter that you ought to subscribe to. Lots of great free information there. And you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. So take advantage of all those opportunities. And stay healthy. Have yourself a great weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.